Rav and JRFM. Today's Hot Country. Happy Friday. And it's Friday the 13th. We are creeping up close to the weekend. It'll be your clock before you know it. Jackson Hawks, he is coming up here after two, taking over for Doc Andrews. He's enjoying the sunshine today. Before I get out of here, the Urban Mom Amanda is back to list off a few places you might want to take the kidlets to cool off this weekend. It's supposed to hit 30 degrees, Amanda.
It actually feels like summer is finally here. When you look at the weather app, it's like sun. So perfect.
I love it. But we got to cool off. For people who don't want to go to water parks or the water slides, we do have free options around town.
There's tons of free options. All of these little splash pads, water parks, splash parks, whatever you want to call them, they're all free. There's tons of them around town. My favorite, because they're well kept, they're the most fun and really good looking places to go, are the Steveston Community Park in Richmond. That's open from dawn to dusk. It's right beside the Steveston Community Center. They've got water guns, buckets, rings of water. The little kids can run around, get wet, and cool down. Memorial Park in Ladner has a brand new, newly renovated splash pad. It opens this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. and it's just right beside the Ladner Library off of the village there. There's also a really good one in Rocky Point Park in Port Moody. And if you're in Vancouver, you're making a day trip to Stanley Park, Lumberman's Arch in Stanley Park is a great one. That's right off of the aquarium. You can park close by. It's open from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m.
That's the one I'm the most familiar with.
Yes. Because it's probably the most popular,
yeah. But
it's also the most beautiful because you're right in Stanley Park. It's scenic. You can bring a picnic lunch, lots of snacks, some towels, and sunscreen.
And you can feel like a tourist in your town. And if some random lady is running through it, it's probably me. It's like, why is it just for the kids?
The adults have got to have some fun, too.
I got to cool off somehow.
Yeah.
But Granville Island also has a beautiful water park as well.
Yes, and if you're into the slides, they got a free slide down there, too. It's right off of the lagoon. Good times for the family. Take lots of pictures. Make good memories.
It's all about the gram.
Oh, yeah. And the story.
Speaking of social media, you will find the list of all of these splash pads that Amanda has listed. It's on our blog at JRFM.com. You can also find it on Facebook and on Twitter. Make sure you follow us at JRFM. Driving down the